President Bush today made an assertive defense of the war in Iraq during a speech in South Carolina.
Knowing what I knew then and knowing what I know today, America did the right thing in Iraq.
The president says he has great confidence in George Tenet, but with continued wrangling over the war and the intelligence used to justify it, neither the president nor the CIA director are off the hook. Regular day-to-day contributor Christopher Caldwell offers these reflections after Tenet's speech.
This may have looked like the pathetic spectacle of a bureaucrat groveling for mercy before anti-war Democrats, but appearances are deceptive. What was actually going on was the pathetic spectacle of a bureaucrat groveling for mercy before pro-war Republicans. Since last week, when Weapons Inspector David Kaye told senators that Saddam Hussein had had no significant weapons of mass destruction, it's been clear that the Bush administration is going to get investigated. But a lot hinges on what kind of investigation it gets. The president's enemies, those who think he lied to get us into war, want a probe into his honesty. The president's friends, those who worry as he does about weapons of mass destruction but worry even more that we're clueless about finding them, want a probe into his competence. In this instance, President Bush may be better served by his enemies than by his friends. An investigation by his friends could leave the appearance of a whitewash. Far better to be investigated by the president's anti-war enemies. Their case against him is weak. Saddam did have an embryonic weapons program and a big illegal missile program, too. The Clinton administration judged Saddam just as dangerous as the Bush administration did. So did France. So did the UN. Iraq had forfeited billions in oil revenues to keep weapons inspectors out. And anyone who does that without a weapons program is irrational enough to make the world sit up and notice. What's funny is that the case against Bush made by advocates of his war on terror, like the conservative Florida Republican Porter Goss, ought to worry him more. Any administration that sees WMDs where they're not is apt to miss them where they are, and any president who protects an intelligence agency that doesn't collect intelligence is exposing the country to danger. This didn't used to bother us, and it probably still wouldn't, had the president not done such a good job of convincing us that it should.
The comments of Christopher Caldwell, the senior editor of the Weekly Standard.